I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca Road when along came a semi with a high-end canvas-covered load.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn, direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. So a really great story. I want to share it with you. The Ho-Chunk Nation, has a language, and fewer than 50 native speakers remain. They're all elderly. In other words, by native speaker, I really mean it. I mean people who learned it as kids, and it was their first language as kids, and they are fluent in Ho-Chunk. But these people are going to pass away at some point. The younger generation in various schools is going to fall away. The good news is that the Ho-Chunk Nation, which does have some revenues from gaming, has the ability to do it, is using various digital and online aids to keep the language going, various high-tech measures to preserve the language. And increasingly, younger people and others are learning the language, even though it's their second language, and they're going to preserve it. I think that's terrific. Reminds me of Gaelic in the 19th century, Irish Gaelic. There's Irish Gaelic and Scottish Gaelic, and there are differences. Irish Gaelic, you know, the British basically almost wiped it out. But when I've gone to Ireland to visit friends, it's making a comeback. People are studying. It's a second language. It's a very difficult language, beautiful language. And I love to see languages preserved. Analogize them to endangered species, to extinction. We don't want to see it. Now, in the course of history, going back to Proto-Indo-European many thousands of years ago, a lot of languages have disappeared or merged. That's natural. But I'm going to throw something out and think about this, and I'll give you the answer later in this segment. Do not Google it. How many languages do you think there are in the world today? How many languages do you think there are in the world today? The Ho-Chunk language has fewer than 50 native speakers. They're preserving it through various high-tech mechanisms, and they are going to preserve it. The younger people are learning it, and hopefully they'll keep it alive. Biden met yesterday with the Mexican president. The Mexican president was an ally of Trump, believe it or not, and they had an agreement. You have to understand something. They had a General Cienfuegos, who was their Secretary of Defense, whom we had hundreds of emails showing that he was an agent of the cartel. He was bribed, paid a lot of money. A former Mexican president was testified at the El Chapo trial, had gotten a $100 million payment from the cartels. The fact is that much of the leadership in Mexico, not all of it, but a lot of it, are essentially agents of the cartel. Same is true in Honduras. The Honduras president is accused by the United States. He's not been charged, but there's evidence that he's taken a lot of money from cartels as well. And here's how they respond, and here's what Biden has to be careful about. The fact of the matter is that with Trump, they said when we arrested General Cienfuegos, return him to us for prosecution, or we will stop your agents operating in Mexico. And the implicit threat is they would disclose the identity of the agents to the cartel. So Crooked William Barr and Trump released Cienfuegos to Mexico, and they immediately released him and praised him. And that's because he's not alone in taking bribes from the cartel. Apparently, there are elements in the Navy down there that are honest and that they do enforce against the cartel, but a lot of the others do not. Then the Mexican government, by an overwhelming majority, the legislature passed a law that withdrew immunity from our agents down there so they can be prosecuted if they do anything, and also demanded by law that anytime one of our agents gets any information or contacts anyone, it has to be disclosed to the Mexican government. That information will be turned over to the cartels. That is what we are up against. Biden has decided it's a good idea to let about 25,000 people who want asylum in this country in Mexico just to come in and on our side. These are not asylum seekers. They are economic refugees. He also got rid of a treaty that said that people wanted to appeal for asylum should start it in their home countries, in Guatemala, Honduras, those areas. That was a good program because they could go to a consulate or an embassy down there and make their application. It was denied. There wouldn't be all this business of traveling with coyotes up through Mexico, being abused and then turned down. There's also the circumstance, back in May of 2019, there were 11,000 children whom parents just left at the border and then they left. The United States under Trump handled them very harshly and it was wrong. In February last month, another 11,000. Before that, it had plummeted. Now it's 11,000, some as young as 6 years old, just left at the border. And there'll be more than that. There'll be hundreds of thousands a year at this rate. What is the United States supposed to do? Right now, they're going to be housed and they're going to have chaperones. But what do you do with a child that the parents abandon? Do you appoint them a guardian ad litem for everybody? I think that the original proposal that anybody wanting asylum apply in their home countries and that they wait in Mexico and be processed there was the right one. You can simply not have hundreds of thousands of young kids abandoned at the border. You cannot have that happen. You can say whatever you want about humane treatment, but what do you do? And I think that Biden has got to understand this. I'm a strong supporter of Biden, but the Mexican president is going to pressure him. Mexican president doesn't care about refugees. He doesn't care about anything. He cares about maintaining power. And that means a rapprochement with the cartels. I don't know if he's taking money or not. Cienfuegos did. Prior president did. It's a very serious matter. Very, very serious matter. So there you have it. There you have it. If you want border security and immigration reform in a humane way, the first thing is you can't go back to the Trump policy. You can't separate children from their parents. That was wrong. But what happens when parents separate themselves from their children? Just leave them right there at the border and leave. What do you do? You tell me what you do. What do you do? It's important that any country maintain its borders. It has to be done in a humane way, which Trump did not do. He did not do it. But alliances with the governments in these countries is the way to do it. The problem is some of the governments are corrupt. Some of the governments take money from drug cartels. How do you eliminate that? How do you eliminate the drug cartels? Without modified military action and droning? How do you do it through diplomacy? When the people you're negotiating with are taking money from the cartels you want to eliminate. These are difficult issues. And it's very, very common in politics now to trivialize them, demean them into just sound bites. We got to do this. We got to do that. Overwhelmingly, we have got to have a humane policy. We've got to have immigration reform. And we cannot victimize people and treat them as less than human beings. We can't separate families. But the fact is that 11,000 children a month are being dumped at the border by their parents who leave. That is very serious. That has got to stop. The other solution is also transport them with chaperones, feed them, treat them very well, and restore them to their home countries and release them to their parents there and to the authorities there. Help fund social services to treat them humanely. But at some point, you can't cure the cultures of countries where this is occurring. You simply cannot do it. Okay, we're getting back to the Ho-Chunk. And this is great, the Ho-Chunk. How many languages do you think there are in the world today? Believe it or not, The answer is 7,711 languages. Over 7,000 languages. How can that be? Papua New Guinea has 839 languages. Papua New Guinea, just off of Australia, part of Australia, and the government now is somewhat independent. Take a look at it on the map. 839 languages, something like 40 tribes. And when I talk languages, I'm not just talking about a dialect difference, or I'm not talking about the difference between, say, Italian and Spanish. I'm talking about different languages. It's over 7,000. That is terrific. I love it. I love it. That kind of linguistic diversity is excellent. Got to be preserved. They're not all going to be preserved. Over time, things have changed. Going back to prototypical Indo-European, 7,000 languages. Terrific. Go to the lines. David Emekwan, my friend. Actually, we only have a minute to go, David Emekwan. So give me your thoughts, and I will respond to them after the break.
Really quickly, in regards with the border, we want to do it a humane way, but we're advertising, hey, listen, this is what we're going to do. And there's a reason why there's a surge, because you have essentially countries in Central America that are completely destabilized. And the fact of the matter is that Milwaukee is one of the number one human trafficking cities in the country. And we have to cut the supply off. We have to stop rewarding the cartels. If you saw yesterday, there were 26 people jammed in an SUV in California. 13 of them died in a car accident yesterday. So we literally have just massive amount of people just pouring over. And
no, I get your point. I will respond to it. I have 30 seconds from Luke. Luke is the master. Got to cut it off. Tell Luke your address. You're the third caller. You get a free T-shirt, Devil Radio. And I will respond to your call. I understand what you're saying. Dave, thanks for calling in as always. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. Back after the break. I've been everywhere.